AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. Intelligence Chief Bill Evanina says Russia is making a push for Joe Biden to lose in November. China wants President Trump to lose, and Iran wants to undermine the president and the election in general. Job growth slowed last month. 1.8 million jobs were added. The coronavirus pandemic continues to batter the American job market and the people who thought 2020 was going to be their year. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Miranda Meyerson moved to the California Bay Area and started a new job March 1st.
Excited for this transition.
It lasted exactly 2.5 months.
I and two-thirds of the company was laid off.
It's been rough since.
Looking for jobs is soul-sucking.
She says savings that should have gone toward a house are now used for daily expenses.
I've been completely knocked off the trajectory that I've been trying to build for my entire adult life.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Stocks finished mixed with the Dow up 46 points. According to a tally by Johns Hopkins University, California has surpassed 10,000 deaths from the coronavirus, making it the state with the third highest deaths since the start of the pandemic. The Postal Service says it's been hit hard by the coronavirus. It lost $2.2 billion in the 3 months that ended in June. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says about 57,000 customers are still without power as a result of Tropical Storm Isaias.
The power has come back on consistently. I want to give that credit. But what I'm not happy about is a lack of clarity and speed about the next steps for the people of the five boroughs.
Power is out in parts of New Jersey as well. A former employee of the Los Angeles Angels has been charged with conspiracy to distribute fentanyl in connection with last year's overdose death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. This is AP News. Russia believes it is the first country to approve a coronavirus vaccine.
Russia's planning on mass vaccinations as early as October, using shots that are yet to complete clinical trials. And scientists worldwide are sounding the alarm that the headlong rush could backfire. In an AP interview, Lawrence Gostin, a public health law expert at Georgetown University, says he's worried Russia's cutting corners so that the vaccine that will come out may not be just ineffective, but also unsafe. The health expert adds, it doesn't work that way. Trials come first. That's really important. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For the second time in a decade, Carmen Blandin Tarleton has a new face. The woman from New Hampshire was disfigured in an attack by her ex-husband. Her first face transplant started to fail. Her second transplant was last month at a hospital in Boston. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.